Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you guys want to hear how I pranked Bechtold yesterday?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. So have you heard about this debacle with the smell of this booth?
I heard Starkey talk about it yesterday, and Bechtold was unkind to you. I'm not going to lie about that.
Yeah.
He said it's been smelling in there like B.O., and he totally threw you under the bus. And I don't know if you listened to it. Starkey had your back.
I listened to a little bit of it. Yeah.
I thought that it was, and this is coming from me, I thought it was ridiculous, honestly, how Bechtold was talking about you. And I think Starkey did too and was trying to be nice about telling him to cut it out.
What did he say?
Bechtold was like, it smells like ass in here, and it smells like B.O., and it's Harry, and
so he just blamed it on you?
Yeah. And him and Donnie, I guess, texted Harry and were quite mean about it.
Well, Donnie didn't really do much. So let me just explain real quick.
Yeah.
So it was, I slept overnight here, but I slept in the back. And I came in, and it was the one morning, I had a blanket even, because I knew it was always cold in here. It was warm. It's never warm back here. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. I don't know if that contributed to the odor. I didn't smell anything crazy. But like, okay, it's warm. It's a little, it's humid in here. Okay. So I go through the shift, and then I leave, and then Austin didn't say a word to me in person. Not a word. Apparently, then Donnie comes in and texts our group chat, our producer group chat, and says, oh, man, it reeks in here. What happened? And then Austin, the first thing he says back, we're talking like within seconds, says, Harry, please take a shower.
Jeez.
And so I said, who the bleep are you, LOL? I'm like, what are we doing here? So I'm like, you know, I mean, you didn't say anything to me in person. And then you're just like, Harry, take a shower. You two tell me honestly in private. You're like, Calla, sometimes, you know, sometimes I have my rough days. I didn't feel like Tuesday was one of those days, though.
You've only had one day. We'll just be completely honest about this.
I've honestly never said, I've never smelled you. I've never thought that you smelled before.
One day he smelled.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The other, yeah.
One day he smelled.
I didn't put the odor on. We're good. We can talk about that in private.
And
we're good.
And you know what, Harry? There are some days I forget to put deodorant on.
It's okay.
We're all human. But sometimes I wear my wife's deodorant.
But our weird hours, I shower like twice a day. Like, it just happens. I put the deodorant on a little extra. I try to make sure that I'm good. So, what I did to appease Austin is I brought in the Febreze can yesterday. The night before, I had ordered a cheeseburger. Took the pickles and onions off it. Took the cap off the air freshener. Put those in the can. added a little baking soda for that artificial kitty litter-like deodorant scent, and right before he came in here, I sprayed it all over the place, and he sure enough went on the air and said, it smells worse today. So I could confidently tell Austin, Wednesday, it was me. I made it smell in here. There you go.
That's great. That's good stuff. Please, I like stuff like that.
Please take a shower.
That's good.
Immediately. Yeah. On the air Tuesday and Wednesday, just, it smells in here because of cows. Nope.
He was bitching. He was like, that Febreze didn't work at all.
Austin gets taken down by printers in this office. Austin gets taken down by the phone ringer. Austin can't bear the smells of this producer's booth. Not evident. So it was me. Austin, on Wednesday, it was me.
That's great. That's good stuff right there. That's good stuff. He put the pickles
in it. Austin was even saying on the air, he's like, Callis, the Febreze. I told Callis, bring me back the Febreze. I'm like, I don't think you want the can.
Do you have the can with you today?
No.
Okay, so here's what you got to do, because he's not going to listen to this. It's way too early in the morning. His mom just tucked him into bed. I think you need to leave that can of Febreze in there. And then whenever he thinks it smells, he's going to spray that pickled cheeseburger, so and he's going to have no idea. I think the bit can go on. That is, yes. Oh, God. I think I would hurl if I smelled.
That was probably so bad.
But it was mixed with, like, it wasn't even, like, the greatest scent. Like, I picked up this old can of, like, vanilla cookie. So the smell wasn't the most favorite you'd find to begin with.
That's good. Yep. Yes.
That's a Callis dub.
Yeah, that's a dub. That's a good move right there. I like that.
I do have a big problem with Bechtold not being like, to your face, hey, man, is everything good? Like, it kind of stinks in here. If you're going to say something, say it to you one-on-one.
Well, that's why I don't throw Donnie under this, under the bus here, because Donnie just asked, why does it reek in here? And I'm like, well, Austin just went through a four-hour shift, so you're telling me he didn't contribute to that at all? Right. I mean,
there's no way, even if you stunk to high heaven, and I'm not saying you did, there is no way that it was only your stench that persisted all day long in the producer booth.
Right.
That's not how odor works. Like, you would have to take a dump in the trash can in there.
Yes. And wipe it everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Austin absolutely had to have contributed to the stink. And I love Austin, but he looks like he could smell bad.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw that out there. Don't air your dirty laundry in the group chat with all the producers. That's ass. I don't like that. It pisses me off. Only I can make fun of Harry. Okay? Nobody else. I love Harry like a brother. The rest of you can get bent.
That's great, though.
That is tremendous.
Yes, that's good stuff right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.